Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talk Stuff, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Ta'anis 9, 9b. The Gemara talks about the story of Rav Daniel Bar Katina. He had this garden. Each day he would go and examine it and comment, this row needs water. This row does not need water. And rain would come and water every place that needed water. I would like to humbly suggest that this story teaches to us the idea of understanding each and every person's needs and understanding each and everything's needs. One person might need one thing, and one person might not need another thing. One person might need your help in one area, and one person might need your help in another area. One person might need X, Y, or Z, and another person might need X, Y, or Z. Not each kid needs the same thing in your classroom if you're a teacher. Not each child of yours needs something. If you have children, you should be all zoche if you don't. And not each spouse needs the same thing, and not each friend needs the same thing, and not each family member. Every person has a different need. Every person has a different thing. And each person has stuff that we could contribute, but we should do it in the right way. If a person has a need for verbal encouragement, but you're sending them money, you're sending them the wrong thing. And if a person needs some financial help, but you're sending them verbal encouragement, that might not be what they need at the moment. If a person has a need to hear something uplifting, and you send them something, but they don't want to read it, we're not helping them in the way that they really need. As this Gemara story shows, that he would go and see which row needed what, so to each of us is like a row in the plant of Hashem of the world. Each plant needs a different aspect according to this story, and or water or not, and each person needs something different. And the school, actually, in our town, one of their mottos is Chanoch Lenar Al Pin Darko, which is a famous phrase that each student needs a different approach. Each person might need a different bit of help. One thing for one kid in a classroom might not work. One kid might be a visual learner. One kid might be an auditory learner. One kid might be a kinesthetic, tactile, hands-on learner. Each kid needs a different way of learning. Each person might need a different way of help. And that's why, humbly, in a tiny level, I try to do 5 different shows, because each person might be inspired in a different way. So I send one out for Daf, I send one out on the Parsha, send one out on life, a topic on life, send one out on OT, and send one out on Pirkei Avos, because each person might have something else they connect to. And in a way that Hashem gave me the ability to use my voice in these different ways, maybe something can help someone out there. And so too, in life, how can we help different people? People might need different things. Some people might need food, so sometimes we cook for people. People might love books, so we have the ability for people to borrow books. Some people might need an item, or some people might need clothing, so we give it away with Yad Lea. Everyone can donate and can do different things in a different way to help a person in the way they need. Each person should be helped in the proper way, in the way that they need to be helped. So think about a person. Think about what they really need. If you hear of someone that Lo Aleinu had a loss, how can I help you? What can I do to help? Instead of saying, tell me what I could do to help, please, instead of saying, let me know if there's anything you need to help, I mean, I stand corrected, tell me what I can do right now to help you right now through your difficult process. Lahavdil, someone had a baby, please tell me right now what I can do to actually help alleviate the difficult transition in life. It's a very big life transition. We should all be zocha, always to have only good things, good life transitions. But don't say, let me know if you ever need help, because they're not going to let you know. They get too overwhelmed, they get too busy. Right now, tell me exactly what you need, exactly what I could do to help. I'm not leaving until you tell me exactly what I could do to help. Not to be aggressive about it, but there are ways to approach people how they could be helped. And each person can be helped in a special way. So think about what you could do, as the Gemara here talks about. He would go and examine each row of the garden and knows that this one needs water, but this one does not. This one needs water, but this does not. So in life, our friends, our people around us, each person might need something different. Think about how we can help a specific person with their specific needs throughout our days. Join us next time as we talk Tanis 10 here on the TTD.